Blog Talk Radio.
I told myself I was okay with my moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis symptoms.
With my psoriatic arthritis symptoms. But just okay isn't okay.
And I was done settling.
If you still have symptoms after a TNF blocker like Humira or Enbrel, Rinvoq is different and may help. Rinvoq is a once-daily pill that can dramatically relieve RA and PSA symptoms, including fatigue for some. It can stop joint damage, and in PSA, can leave skin clear or almost clear.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including TB, serious infections and blood clots, some fatal, cancers including lymphoma and skin cancer, death, heart attack, stroke, and tears in the stomach or intestines occurred. People 50 and older with at least one heart disease risk factor have higher risks. Don't take if allergic to Rinvoq, as serious reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you are or may become pregnant.
Done settling?
Ask your rheumatologist for Rinvoq.
And take back what's yours.
Learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Pero Puerto Rico se llevó en mi corazón.
Ahora estás escuchando Yo Nací Para Amarte conmigo, tu presentadora, Tiana Speaks, y mi co-presentadora, invitada, Dali Reyes. Este es un producto de WBNN traído a usted por Ngozi Transmuta Media en el área ahora desde Lagos, Nigeria. Marque el 516-469-133 y posa 1 para hablar conmigo o con mis invitados. You are now listening to Yo Nací Para Amarte with me, your host Tiana Speaks, and my special co-host Dali Reyes. This is a product of WBNN brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to talk to me or my special co-host, please. Ahora, yo quiero hablar con Dali. Dali, tú eres aquí. I would like to speak to Dali. Dali, are you here?
Yes, here I am. Thank you so much.
Hola. Yo soy feliz que tú eres aquí. I'm very happy that you're here, you know. Y por favor, dile al mundo quién eres. Please tell the world who you are.
Gracias, Taina, por la introducción. Thank you so much for introducing me. Mi nombre es Dali Reyes. Yo soy, nací y criada en la República Dominicana. Y vine a los Estados Unidos cuando tenía 20 años de edad. My name is Dali Reyes, and I am originally from Dominican Republic. I was born and raised there, and I came to the U.S. when I was 20 years of age. Okay, yo estaba en mi trabajo como en el field de salud mental por más de 20 años en los Estados Unidos, trabajando mi negocio pequeño como medicina naturalista. I spent the last 20 years, over 20 years, working in the mental health field, working alongside my small business as a holistic wellness practitioner.
Y ahora nosotros tenemos preguntas, ¿ok? Para la gente, ¿ok? ¿Cómo ha afectado la falta de seguro médico a la comunidad latina? How has the lack of insurance affected Latinx community? En tus palabras.
En mis palabras en español, como la comunidades hispanas latinas muestran una vulnerabilidad a las enfermedades mentales similar a la de la población general, pero se enfrentan a disparidades tanto en el acceso como en la calidad del tratamiento. Es posible que más de la mitad de los adultos jóvenes hispanos de 18 a 25 años con enfermedades mentales graves no reciban tratamiento. Esta desigualdad pone a esas comunidades en mayor riesgo de padecer formas más graves y persistentes de afecciones mentales, ya que sin tratamiento las afecciones mentales a menudo empeoran.
Ok. ¿Tú puedes traducir en inglés, por favor? Para la gente.
You want me to translate to English?
Sí.
Okay, the Hispanic and Latinx communities show similar vulnerability to mental illness as the general population. but they face disparities in both access to and quality of treatment. More than half of Hispanic young adults ages 18 to 25 with serious mental health illness might not receive treatment. This inequity puts these communities at a higher risk for more severe and persistent forms of mental health conditions, because without treatment, mental health conditions often worsen.
Es la verdad. Y la lenguaje varía. ¿Y qué tú piensas de eso?
Las barreras del lenguaje, las barreras lingüísticas pueden dificultar o incluso imposibilitar la comunicación con los proveedores, sobre todo cuando una persona busca asesoramiento sobre temas delicados o excepcionalmente personales. Estos temas pueden ser difíciles de expresar con palabras para cualquier persona, muy especialmente difícil para aquellos que no hablan el mismo idioma que un proveedor potencial.
Okay.
So, yeah, for my English speaking, the language barriers can make communicating with providers difficult or even impossible, particularly when a person is seeking counseling for sensitive or uniquely personal issues. These topics can be difficult for anyone to put into words, but it is especially difficult for those who might not speak the same language as a potential provider.
¿Y qué tú piensas de pobreza y menor cobertura sanitaria?
¿Puedes repetir esa pregunta? Can you repeat that question?
Sure. The poverty and less health insurance coverage para los latinos y pobreza y menor cobertura sanitaria.
Okay, la utilización de la atención sanitaria depende en gran medida de la cobertura del seguro médico. La utilización de la atención sanitaria puede considerarse una elección o un comportamiento en el que incluyen tanto las características individuales como factores sociales más amplios. El modelo ampliado de creencias sobre la salud, Expanded Health Belief Model, ampliamente utilizado para comprender los comportamientos relacionados con la salud y la enfermedad, propone que la utilización de la atención sanitaria se produce en respuesta a la susceptibilidad y gravedad percibidas de la enfermedad. Los beneficios y costos percibidos incluyen los costos no monetarios de la atención. So healthcare utilization is highly dependent on health insurance coverage. Healthcare utilization can be viewed as a choice or behavior influenced by individual characteristics as well as broader societal determinants. The expanded health belief model, widely used to understand health and illness behaviors, proposes that healthcare utilization occurs in response to perceived susceptibility to and severity of illnesses, perceived benefits and costs, including monetary costs of medical care, self-efficacy to seek and obtain medical care, and cues to action, information, people, and events that motivate individuals to seek and obtain care.
Okay. Y como, yo tengo una pregunta para ti. What is your personal, this is for the English speaking people right now, what is your personal experience with this when in terms of your job and what you do with your mental health and natural health?
In general or when it comes to the insurance part?
In general.
Okay, and do you want me to start in English?
Tú puedes hablar en español primero.
Okay. So, mi experiencia con personas que no tienen seguro médico, como no pueden tener acceso a los doctores o las medicinas o los tratamientos que necesitan, regularmente simplemente no reciben el tratamiento que necesitan. Hay muchas personas que están sin el tratamiento necesario y pueden llegar hasta lo peor, que es hasta la muerte, por no tener seguro, y ahí los doctores todos van a ver a ellos con seguros. Entonces ellos no tienen una opción para quien poder ver. Utilizan muchos de los, la cultura hispana utiliza muchos tratamientos naturales, y eso es lo que encuentro en mi trabajo, que las personas están utilizando tratamientos naturales ya que no tienen acceso a medicina. Muchos clientes vienen donde mí por esa razón, porque lo que ofrezco es tratamientos naturales. Y como no necesitan seguro médico para venir a tener una cita conmigo, entonces muchas personas en la comunidad latina están viniendo a mi negocio para que yo pueda ofrecerle los servicios sin necesidad de seguro médico.
Por favor, traduce en inglés.
So my experience and business, and I've seen clients that do not have medical insurance, has been that those that do not have medical insurance are not able to go to see a doctor. It is incredibly expensive to go see a doctor without having insurance, and so a lot of the people that are not insured are just taking care of their health in the ways that they can, sometimes using natural means. Many of this, my local community, tend to come to see me because of the insurance situation, because I don't accept insurance. I work straight cash or however they can pay, and so they feel comfortable coming to me to receive the care that they might be looking for or in need of, and they cannot receive it through the via of a doctor because they don't have insurance.
Y te tengo otra pregunta para ti. La otra pregunta yo tengo es, ¿qué influencia tiene la región en términos de salud nacional?
I'm sorry, you're not sounding clear. Can you repeat that again?
Okay, can you hear me now? Is that better?
That was better.
Okay. ¿Qué influencia tiene la región de el términos de salud natural?
I'm sorry, can you say that in English?
What role does religion play in terms of natural health?
Okay. ¿Qué influencia tiene la medicina natural en la religión o la religión en la medicina natural? La cultura hispana tiene una historia muchos años atrás, muy vieja. Las raíces de la cultura hispana, y estoy hablando de nuestros ancestors, nuestros abuelitos y nuestros bisabuelos, que usaban las raíces, usaban las plantas y las hierbas y los árboles para curar cualquier enfermedad que nosotros tuviéramos. Y esa conexión con la tierra, con la raíz, con las hierbas, es una conexión directa con el Creador. Lo que pensamos, lo que nosotros creemos en nuestro corazón es que nosotros fuimos creados a la imagen perfecta de un Dios, sea el Dios como le llamen, pero fuimos creados a la imagen perfecta de ese Dios. Ese Dios también creó el mundo, creó las hierbas, creó los árboles y las frutas, y creó un cuerpo a su imagen. Aunque somos humanos imperfectos, el cuerpo que Él creó fue un cuerpo perfecto a su imagen. A Dios o al Creador, como le llamemos, no se le olvidó darnos un sistema inmunológico, ni se le olvidó darnos las cosas que necesitábamos. Entonces, esa es la relación que tiene la medicina natural con la religión, que necesariamente no tiene que ser la religión, pero puede ser más
a una base espiritual. Estamos hablando de una base, de tener una conexión con Dios o con un ser más grande. Sabemos que estamos hechos a su imagen y que, por tanto, Él nos dio las cosas que necesitábamos para poder tener salud física, mental y emocional. Entonces, el trabajo de la salud natural en relación a la espiritual es mantener el cuerpo lo más limpio posible, dándole las cosas necesarias que podemos encontrar en la tierra, las cosas que podemos crecer, hierbas, plantas, frutas, que todo es saludable y viene de la tierra. So the role that religion or spirituality plays in terms of natural health, my own experience is that as a natural health practitioner, I believe that our bodies were created in the image of God or your creator or whatever name you call him by, perfectly in his image. And upon creation, all the things that we needed were created upon the earth and the roots and the grounds and the leaves and the trees. And so we can gather from the roots as our ancestors did to take care of the illnesses that we might experience. And as documented, Hispanic and Latinos utilize mental health care as a rate that is about half that of a non-Hispanic whites. The stigma and cultural and religious values play a significant role in mental health care utilizing utilization disparities. The purpose of the study was to explore beliefs about mental illness among Latino faith-based communities. Los hispanos latinos utilizan los servicios de salud mental en una proporción que es aproximadamente la mitad de lo que los blancos no hispanos. El estigma y los valores culturales y religiosos juegan un papel importante en las disparidades en la utilización de la atención de salud mental. El propósito de este estudio fue explorar las creencias sobre las enfermedades mentales entre las comunidades religiosas latinas.
Qué bueno. Ahora, pero ahora, nosotros tenemos música próximo de DJ Legend with O.
Right now we have a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi.
ver al hombrito, mi hombrito, le fue el solito.
Ahora estás escuchando Yo Nací para Amarte conmigo, tu presentadora, Tiana Fix, y mi co-presentadora, invitada Dali Reyes. Ahora nosotros tenemos, caller one, thank you. You are now listening to Yo Nací para Amarte with me, your host Tiana Fix, and my guest co-host Dali Reyes. And we have caller one in queue.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Genesis Amardes Camp. ¿Cómo estás?
Hi. How are you? Yo estoy bien.
I'm doing well. Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Yo estoy okay. Yo estoy más o menos.
Well, I was just calling in to support you, Tania, and your guest tonight. Definitely loving the vibes, and just wanted to call in, like I said, and support and just listen in, even though I am trying to learn / listen at the same time. So I'm like, wait, okay, let me try to translate that to English.
Oh, so do you learn like when you listen?
A little bit.
Okay, that's good. That's really good to hear. And so you're gonna be practicing your Spanish, and then you're gonna be able to call in and speak on the regular. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah.
I know you're very smart, and I really appreciate, you know, you calling in. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your spirit. I appreciate everything. Do you have a question for my guest?
Not at this time. Just kind of listening in. I came in a little bit later. I've been on for like about 17 minutes, so I didn't get to hear the full segment, like the full 30 minutes that y'all have been on. So I'm just in the background today.
Okay. So I'm glad you called in, and you have to let us know when your next show is.
So my next show is Monday, October 23rd.
Okay, October 23rd. And what's the name of your show? We got to know what the name is.
Gems with Genesis Amaris Camp, and I like to focus on the core pillars to either educate, inspire, and motivate. And when I'm not on the shows, I'm on my podcast, which is the same name, Gems with Genesis Amaris Camp, on Apple, Google, and some of the other major platforms.
Okay. You are so wonderful. I thank you for your support. And you are one of the most supportive people on WBNN. And I hope it catches on. And I hope you have a absolutely wonderful and blessed night, because you deserve it. Okay?
You as well, Tania, and good night to your guests, and keep on making an impact and sharing your knowledge and gems with the world.
Thank
you. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for calling. And God bless you. Okay. Ahora, nosotros vamos a hablar de barreras lingüísticas. David, ¿tú eres aquí?
Sí, estoy aquí. We're going to be talking about the language barriers that we, our community can experience. Language barriers.
Okay, yes. You still there?
I am here.
Okay, go ahead. You can. Tú puedes hablar de eso.
Vamos a hablar de las barreras lingüísticas, cómo pueden dificultar o incluso imposibilitar la comunicación con los proveedores. Todo cuando una persona busca asesoramiento sobre temas delicados o excepcionalmente personales, como habíamos mencionado anteriormente. Esos temas pueden ser difíciles de expresar con palabras para cualquier persona, pero es especialmente más difícil para aquellos que no hablan el mismo idioma que un proveedor. Aunque el español es el idioma oficial en la mayor de la parte de América Latina, algunos latinos pueden hablar otros idiomas o dialectos como el chequua, el quechua, el nahuatl o el portugués. Además, las familias latinas pueden ser bilingües o mixtas. Por lo tanto, es útil que los proveedores pregunten cuál es el idioma preferido del paciente y sus familias antes de comenzar una evaluación y que utilicen intérpretes cuando sea necesario.
Okay. So, what she just said is the language barriers can make communicating with providers difficult or even impossible, particularly when a person is seeking counseling for sensitive or uniquely personal issues. And these topics can be difficult for anyone to put into words, but especially difficult for those who may not speak the same language as a potential provider. Although Spanish is the official language in most of Latin America, some Latino or Latinos may speak other languages or dialects, you know, such as Quechua, Nahuatl, or Portuguese. Additionally, Latinx families may be bilingual or mixed language families. Therefore, it's helpful for providers to ask what the patient and family's preferred languages before starting evaluation to use an interpretive when necessary. If you just think about, like, when you go to the doctors and, you know, they ask you what language you speak, this is why. This is for me talking to the, you know, the English-speaking people. And right now, I am going to speak about the lack of cultural competence. And this is, you know, within the medical field. I don't know, Dali, do you want to go first or do you want me to go?
You can go first.
Okay. So due to cultural differences and their lack of cultural competency, mental health providers may misunderstand or misdiagnose Hispanic Latinx patients. For example, an individual may describe feeling nervous, fatigue, headaches, or other physical ailments. While these symptoms are consistent with depression, a provider was training on how the culture influences a person's interpretation of their symptoms is highly likely to misdiagnose them. So, falta de competencia cultural debido a las diferencias culturales y o al falta de competencia cultural. Los proveedores de salud mental puedan malinterpretar o diagnosticar erróneamente a los pacientes hispanos latinos. Por ejemplo, un individuo puede describir sentirse nervioso, fatigado, con dolores de cabeza u otras dolencias físicas. Si bien estos síntomas son consistentes con la depresión, un proveedor de información sobre cómo la cultura influye en la interpretación de los síntomas de una persona, es muy probable que los diagnostique erróneamente. So, ahora yo me voy a hablar de situación legal. Y dale, ¿qué tú piensas? Before I begin, ¿qué tú piensas de esto?
¿Qué piensa de la
falta de competencia cultural?
Falta de... Okay. ¿Me hace difícil decir eso en español?
No, sí, sí. ¿Qué tú piensas en español? Y después tú traduces en inglés.
Okay. Esta es una de las situaciones un poquito más difícil cuando estamos necesitando apoyo médico que por nuestra cultura o pobreza, a veces no tenemos, también afecta nuestra educación o falta de información para tener la habilidad de buscar los servicios que necesitamos. Lamentablemente es un círculo vicioso, como diría, cuando está la pobreza y está la falta de educación o información, entonces podemos tener más barreras para poder tener acceso a los servicios que necesitamos. So I can say that in English. My opinion and my my experience in the field is that working with the Latino community, a lot of our community members are striking by poverty and lack of information, and a combination of both of those challenges make it even harder for them to have access to receiving the medical treatments that they need when they need it. And it's unfortunate, but it's something that we can be aware of and work harder on providing the information necessary for our community to be informed about resources and services that are available to them in the community, whether or not they have money to pay for them or not.
Okay. Ahora, ahora nosotros tenemos música de DJ Legend, DJ Ngozi. Ahora we have music next. We have a track next by international DJ legend DJ Ngozi. Take it away.
Que canto yo para ti es un regalo de muy poco valor. Sé muy bien que si yo fuera a medir la alegría que me ha dado tu amor, no había forma de empezar a contar cada mañana, cada luna y cada sol. Esta canción no te puede decir, aunque puedan mis palabras hablar, cómo duele que ya no estés aquí, lo difícil que fue verte marchar. No, yo no pretendo que sea así, me conformo con que te haga recordar. Oye como tiembla el alma, gritando que tú eres entre todas las mujeres que de amor llenan el mundo, la que más amor. Canción tiene un triste final y yo no sé si la vuelva a cantar. Tiene que ver con el ayer que viví y que quisiera y poder olvidar. No es culpa tuya, mía es esta manía de ponerme sentimental. Oye como tiembla el alma, grita.
quién más sabe yo.
Oye, cómo tiembla el alma cuando recuerdo este amor que se fue.
Nos conocimos, conversamos, nos enamoramos, único el amor aquel.
Oye, cómo tiembla el alma cuando recuerdo este amor que
todavía,
se fue.
Todavía tiembla el alma, recordarla es un placer.
Oye, cómo tiembla el alma.
Yo nací para amarte conmigo, tu presentadora, Tiara Speaks, y mi co-presentadora, invitada, Dali Reyes. Este es un producto de WBNN, traído a usted por Ngozi Times Multimedia, NR, ahora desde Lagos, Nigeria. Marque el 516-456-9133 y posa una para hablar conmigo o con mis invitados. You are now listening to Yo Nací Para Amarte, with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, and my guest co-host, Dali Reyes. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia, on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133 and make sure you press that 1 to talk to me or my special guest, Dali. ¿Tú eres ahí?
Yes.
Okay. Ahora nosotros necesitamos hablar de situación legal para la gente en México.
Para los inmigrantes Para los inmigrantes que llegan sin documentación, el miedo a la deportación puede impedirles buscar ayuda. Aquellos millones de hijos de inmigrantes indocumentados son elegibles para el seguro de salud bajo la Ley de Cuidado de la Salud Asequible. Muchas familias pueden no saber acerca de su elegibilidad o tener miedo de inscribirse por temor a la separación y la deportación.
Okay. So what she said is, you know, basically for the legal status for immigrants who arrive without documentation, the fear of deportation can prevent them from seeking help. Even though millions of children of undocumented immigrants are eligible for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, I don't know if you guys knew that, many families either may not know about their eligibility or be afraid to register due to fear of separation and deportation. Y ahora yo quiero saber qué tú piensas de eso.
Sea al trabajar en el mental health field, ha sido muy triste saber y conocer a muchas familias que han pasado por esta situación específica de la que estamos hablando, que por no tener seguro médico
no buscan la ayuda que necesitan otra vez por su no seguro médico, perdón, por no tener papeles, por no tener papeles legales, no buscan la ayuda médica que necesitan y a veces eso llega a parar en una tragedia. He conocido muchas familias en esa situación y hay veces que no quieren hablar con los trabajadores sociales porque tienen miedo de que vamos a deportarlo. So, en muchas ocasiones me encontré con la necesidad de presentarme a la familia y decirle yo no trabajo con inmigración para que pudieran sentirse cómodos y seguros de que yo no estaba ahí para reportarlo con la inmigración, sino para ofrecerle el servicio para la salud mental que necesitaban. Y es una situación muy, muy crítica y muy triste. Y pues, sucede muy a menudo, demasiado a menudo.
Okay. Y ahora nosotros necesitamos hablar de disparidades en la población. Ahora, la utilización de la atención médica por parte de los niños hispanos generalmente sigue el mismo patrón de utilización de la atención médica por parte de los adultos hispanos. En promedio, los niños hispanos tienen más necesidades médicas en satisfacer. Y lo utilizan, tienen más necesidades médicas. Sin embargo, su uso de los servicios varía sustancialmente según el estado de seguro médico y los factores clave que determinan el acceso a seguro médico, estado de residencia, lugar de nacimiento de los niños y lugar de nacimiento de los padres. En esta sesión, evaluamos las tendencias en la utilización de los servicios por parte de los niños hispanos, centrándonos en los indicadores de necesidad en insatisfecha. Un lugar médico, visitas de niños años, tasas en vacunación infantil, uso de los servicios de urgencias y uso de los servicios de salud mental. En la siguiente sesión, examinamos las barreras que enfrentan los niños hispanos y sus padres para utilizar la atención médica. Right now, I just want to talk about unmet medical need. Unmet medical need after rising from 10.5% to 13.6% between 2000 and 2008, unmet need declined to 8.8% among Hispanic children in 2014. In 2020, 7% of first-generation foreign-born children with foreign-born parents, 3% of second-generation U.S.-born children with foreign-born parents, and 5% of third-generation U.S.-born children with U.S.-born parents. Hispanic children reported that at least once over the past 12 months that they were unable to access needed medical, dental, and prescription medications or other health care. These reductions in unmet needs during 2008 to 2020 have attributed to the CHIPR option that expanded Medicaid eligibility, as well as other policies that expanded immigrants' rights. Reductions in unmet needs also reflected the ACA's impact in boosting insurance coverage rates among Hispanic children compared to those without insurance. Children with public health insurance have greater odds of having usual source of care, a doctor's visit in the past year, and preventative care visit in the past year. But Brother O, do you have a check for us?
Abu, 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 Abu.
Sara, estás escuchando Yo Nací Para Amarte conmigo, tu presentadora, Tiana Speak, y mi co-presentadora, invitada, Dali Reyes. Este es un producto de WBNN traído a usted por Ngozi Times Multimedia en el área ahora desde Lagos, Nigeria. Marque el 516-456-9133 y posa una para hablar conmigo o con mi invitado. You are now listening to Yo Nací Para Amarte with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, and my guest co-host, Dali Reyes. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. And right now, we're on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-456-9133 and press 1 to talk to me or my special guest. Dali?
Yes.
Okay. ¿Qué información tú tienes para nosotros?
I don't mean to interrupt. Dali Reyes, hold on 1 second. We do have some callers. I know, Tiana, look at your teleprompter. Caller number 2, you're live and direct right now with Yo Nací Para Amarte right here on WBNN.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. How you doing tonight?
Hi. How are you?
Just calling in the show. I'm doing excellent, calling in to show my divine love and support for you. And trust me, what you do is amazing. You know, not just for our great company of WBNN, but for our world. Really enjoying your special honored guest is very important, you know, for people to take time to invest in themselves. A lot of people don't comprehend that. Mm-hmm. And the sooner that you do it, actually the investment is a lot cheaper. You know, the dirty word, a lot of people look at it as dirty, is a form of insurance. But what's better than taking time to make sure that you and your loved ones are insured in this world with all the things that's changing? We definitely can't depend on, you know, what the government, any type of form of government outside of yourself. So taking time to eat healthy, taking time to be healthy, to exercise, and do everything that's required. I'm kind of reflecting on something that you mentioned earlier about the physical body. Yes, the physical body is the temple of the Most High, regardless of whatever deity that people might call on to worship. It's taking time to do that. It's going to put us in the right direction. My last point is I'm also a host of our great company of WBNN. And my next advancement, No More Time for Lessons, will be October the 19th as we explore, as I like to call it, sexual energy, but I spell it a little bit different. What is it that make us want to partake in such activities? Along with my special honored guest, Jeffrey Delight Knight Saunders. That'll be October the 19th.
Oh, boy.
At 9:30. Yeah, next Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It'll be pretty interesting.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, keep doing what you're doing, and again, that you know, for us celestial terrestrial beings, you really make us proud. Okay, so keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it, and I appreciate your support always. And you are wonderful, and thanks for being a good friend. And you know. So I would definitely be looking forward to hearing your show with Jeffrey. Because I don't know how that show is going to go. That show is going to be crazy. So, people, you better tune in. What day is it again? Let the people know again.
It'll be coming up actually next Thursday evening at 9:30. Okay?
Okay.
Put the children to bed on this one here.
So next Thursday at 9:30, you have to listen. And so Nihoni is a great host on this network, just like all the hosts that called in, you know, and they're like absolutely amazing. All the hosts that call in, I love every single one of you. And I thank you, Nihoni, for calling in. So, guys, I just want to say that we had the soundtrack of our lives featuring Grammy Award-winning salsa vocalist group El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. And right now we have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, ¿quién eres?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Puerto Rican grandfathers got the corn liquor with the raisins on the bottom of the jar, you know what I'm saying? Back second in Ontario. What's good?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, hi, good evening. I said good evening.
Do you have any questions for my special guest?
Well, I don't have any questions, but what I do have is some suggestions. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You feel me? And the suggestions mm-hmm. that I have is that what I think that should be done is that we should educate some of the people, some of our cousins from South America, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? When they come, mm-hmm. you know, they well skilled and gifted, you know what I'm saying, with the architecturals and all types of different things, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to renovating and building homes and all these different types of things, what I think is, I think that, you know, something should be put in effect and arranged for people who may not have the languages to articulate these things. But I think that something should be put in place where at least should be where instead of immigrations and things like that, these issues that we have with them, you know what I mean? We should be able to have groups of people petition where these papers are eligibilities for immigrants to come back and forth to do for labor, for work, stuff like that. Even if you're not going to let them be with citizens, let them get the joint, you know what I'm saying, so they can come get to work and go back and forth peacefully, you know what I'm saying, where y'all not making no fuss about this, you know what I mean, ain't nobody making no fuss about nothing, you know what I'm saying, where you get the situation where you make it more eligible for at least for the laborers, you know what I'm saying,
right.
At least for
right.
men who are laborers, things like that, where someone should be able to be in place to articulate these things to get this going, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean,
right.
That's just what I got right there. You feel me? Where as far as the languages and communicating with the people who may not have the ability to use the utilize the languages to get their points across or to get things in undergo effectively for the communities and for the families and for the people who want to come and, you know, be law-abiding citizens and be productive.
Yeah.
Whatever they gonna do, and you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So that way, it's no discord, it's no strife, it's no none of that. Where you got a man that's a carpenter, and he's trying to, and he wants to come to America or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And do carpentry, you know what I'm saying? And to provide for his family, you know what I mean? Where this all this land is what it is, you know what I mean? They the cousins, you know what I'm saying? Y'all let people do what they do. You mean, so that's what yeah. I got right there. You
I got
any questions
for
me?
Yes, I do. My question for you is, because that's not the usual thinking patterns of Americans, I want to know, what would you say to the people who do not share your viewpoint that you just put forth right now? Because that's not normally the viewpoint of most Americans. You know, they feel as though, like, people are coming over here taking a job. That's not my viewpoint either, but they feel like a lot of people come over here and they take our jobs and things like that, when in my opinion, I feel like at the end of the day, a lot of us as Americans don't even want to do certain jobs. Like, they're trying to take care of their family, and if something happened to us, and God forbid we had to flee and go to another country to make ends meet, we would want to be welcomed, you know. So I want to know, what do you have to say to the people who, you know, do not share the views that you just shared?
What I say to the people is, you might want to open up your binoculars a little bit wider, because the whole thing about it is this: you the same people that complain about whatever jobs they claim and that's being taken, you know what I'm saying, don't even work them kind of jobs. You know what I mean? First of all, and
mm-hmm.
second of all, when they need something done in their house, the first people they looking for is the same people that they don't want to be living here as citizens. You dig what I'm saying? With they cheap asses. You feel what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to hear none of that from none of them. You know what I mean? Because this country is a melting pot for hypocrisy and hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Complaining and protesting against things that they don't even have two cares about. For one, they just want to be boisterous about things because it sounds like something to talk about. You dig? You know what I mean?
The
that's all I'm saying. Because, you know, the minute the wards come on or the Real Housewives of North Philly or something come on, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody thinking about no immigrants and nothing else, no president and nothing else. You dig?
Yeah.
So the whole thing is this. You can't say in the same breath they come in to take all the jobs and in the same breath this is who you hire. The renovate your buildings. This is who you hire. You know what I mean? This is who you prefer to pay under the table for the services that you need to get done. So don't be a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? And don't be hating on people trying to come up out here. You know what I'm saying? Who are you to say who could be American or not? You know what I'm saying? This country is called the land of the free, where everybody and their nephew come from. Whatever country they coming from that follow rules, they come here to break rules. They come here to live free so they can break rules. So, furthermore, if we come in with money, what difference do it make what their complexion is or what country they come from? It's about the money,
right?
You know what I mean? The economics. So don't try to fool people, you know what I'm saying, to act like you care about who exactly it is renovating, building up your Legos up and down the damn street. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Marty had the Pollo Arraza Gandules, you know what I'm saying, with the big-ass plates on you. You know what I mean? Check your satellites.
Wait, hold on, Clev. When is your next show?
Oh, wait. Hold up. I believe the next show would be similar to a date between, let me see, it might be a Shaq or something, or it might be Halloween the 13th. Who knows? I might got to ask Dr. O.
Well, of course, you know it is. You know, November 1st right here, he starts off our wonderful month of broadcasting right here at WBNN, and that's what we do. And you heard what he said.
You hear that? November 1st, that's a.k.a. for the Clever One. November, well, Clev One, you know what I'm saying? And I just got one last thing to say. Por favor, no solicito par equal. Check your satellites again.
Everyone, that's Clev One. You heard him November 1st. You know, make sure you listen to his show. And Dolly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Dolly, ¿qué información tú tienes para nosotros?
I need you to speak up, hon.
Oh, ¿qué información tú tienes para nosotros?
I'm sorry, Taina, can you say that in English?
What information do you have for us?
All right, as Dolly getting herself together, and you know, Dolly, get it together, and we roll to a track. Yeah.
Entiendo esta ebullición de sentimientos confusos. Si lloro porque te vas, si riño porque te quedas. No aguanto esta confusión de sentimientos y penas. Compartimos muchas cosas como dos enamorados. Dices que me echas de menos cuando no estoy a tu lado. Si te busco todo el tiempo, necesitas un espacio. No comprendo tu actitud, este amor es muy extraño.
utilization by Hispanic adults. Hispanic children, on the average, have more unmet medical needs and use fewer healthcare services than non-Hispanic white and non-Hispanic black children. However, the use of services varies substantially by health insurance status, and the key factors determining access to health insurance state of residence, children's nativity, and parents' nativity. We evaluate trends in Hispanic children's utilization, focusing on indicators of unmet needs, a medical home, well child visits, childhood vaccination rates, emergency department use, which is abbreviated as ED, and mental health care use. In the following, we're going to be examining the barriers that Hispanic children and their parents face to utilizing health care. Disparidades en la utilización de la atención médica por parte de los niños hispanos generalmente sigue el mismo patrón de utilización de la atención médica por parte de los adultos hispanos. En promedio, los niños hispanos tienen más necesidades médicas insatisfechas y usan menos servicios de atención médica que los niños blancos y negros de MH. Sin embargo, su uso de los servicios varios especialmente según el estado del seguro médico y los factores clave que determinan el acceso al seguro médico, estado de residencia, lugar de nacimiento de los niños y lugar de nacimiento en esta sección en Bayumas, tendencias en la utilización de los servicios por parte de los niños hispanos centrados en los indicadores de necesidad insatisfecha, un lugar médico, visitas de niño sano, tasas de vacunación infantil, uso de los servicios de urgencias y uso de los servicios de salud mental. En la siguiente, examinamos las barreras que enfrentan los niños hispanos y sus padres para utilizar la asistencia médica. Y ahora yo me voy a hablar de hogar médico. Okay. Medical home, establishing a medical home can be a critical first step in reducing unmet medical needs among children. The medical home is a healthcare delivery model intended to promote cost savings, use of preventative care, satisfaction with care, and is intended to promote cost savings and better health. It is measured by asking whether children have a personal doctor or nurse or usual source of sick care and whether they receive needed referrals. Effective, very, very important. The vast majority, 94% of Hispanic children have a usual source of care. And after adjusting for a variety of factors, researchers find no differences in having a usual source for those living in emerging rather than established immigrant destinations. However, Hispanic children with parents who do not speak English are significantly more likely than those whose parents who speak English to have no usual source of care, 20.6% versus 8.2%. And U.S.-born Hispanic children with foreign-born parents were also significantly more likely than those with U.S.-born parents to have no usual source of care. These parents are also more likely to report that they have problems getting referrals, effective care, coordination, and family-centered care. Consequently, nearly 62% of Hispanic children compared to 32% of non-Hispanic white children were categorized in 2007 as having no medical home. Hogar médico, establecer un hogar médico puede ser el primer paso fundamental para reducir las necesidades médicas no cubiertas de los niños. El hogar médico es el modelo de transición de atención sanitaria que pretende fomentar el ahorro de costos. El uso de atención preventiva, la satisfacción con la atención y la mejora de la salud. Se mide preguntando si los niños tienen un médico o enfermo personal y una fuente habitual de atención sanitaria y si reciben los de reacción necesarias. Una coordinación eficaz de la atención y una atención descentrada en la familia. La gran mayoría, 94% de los niños hispanos tienen una fuente habitual de atención sanitaria y tras ajustar por una serie de factores. Los investigadores no encuentran diferencias cuanto a tener una fuente habitual para los que viven en destinos de inmigrantes emergentes en lugar de establecidos. Sin embargo, los niños hispanos con padres que no hablan inglés son significativamente más propensos que aquellos con padres que hablan inglés a no tener una fuente habitual de atención, 20.6% frente a 8.2%. Y los niños hispanos nacidos en los Estados Unidos con padres nacidos en el extranjero también eran significativamente más propensos que aquellos con padres nacidos en los Estados Unidos, a no tener una fuente habitual de ciudad. Estos padres también son más propensas a reportar que tienen problemas con obtener referencias, coordinación efectiva de atención y atención centrada en la familia. En consecuencia, casi de los niños hispanos, en comparación con el de los niños blancos de NH, fueron catalogados como sin hogar médico. There are 5 critical barriers to health and human services for Hispanic children and the services for Hispanic children and their parents: medical costs, non-medical costs, sick leave, transportation, knowledge and communication, and fear and mistrust. Each of these barriers is magnified for children of immigrants who have access to care, is explicitly limited by policies of exclusion, direct foreign-born parents living in the United States. Hogar médico existen 5 barreras críticas a los servicios sanitarios y humanos para los niños hispanos y sus padres. Costos médicos, costos no médicos, por ejemplo, vayas por enfermedad. 3, transporte. Conocimiento y comunicación. Y 5, miedo de desconfianza. Cada una de estas barreras se magnifica para los hijos de inmigrantes, cuyo acceso a la atención está estrictamente limitado por los políticos de exclusión dirigidas a las personas nacidas en el extranjero que viven en los Estados Unidos. Medical cost. The medical cost primary financial barrier to care include the cost of health insurance, premium, copayments, and deductibles. In national studies, 14% of Hispanic adults experience financial barriers to care. Financial barriers to care and greater for those who are uninsured parents and parents who have a child with chronic illness. Uninsured and underinsured Hispanic children are more likely to have unmet medical, dental, and vision care needs than insured Hispanic children. They often do not seek preventative services. For example, annual checkups, delay recommended tests and treatments, and forego necessary prescription medications. Costes médicos. Los costos médicos la principal barrera financiera. Para la atención, incluyen los costos de prima del seguro de salud, los copagos y los deducibles en estados nacionales. Por ciento de los adultos hispanos experimentan barreras financieras. Para la atención, las barreras financieras para la atención son mayores para aquellos que no tienen seguro. Los padres y los padres que tienen un hijo con una enfermedad crónica. Los niños hispanos sin seguro o con seguro insuficiente tienen más probabilidades de tener necesidades de atención médica dental y oftalmológica insatisfechas que los niños hispanos aseguros. A menudo no buscan servicios de atención preventiva. Por ejemplo, chequeos anuales, restan las pruebas y los tratamientos recomendados y renuncian a los médicos recetados necesarios. Brother O, ¿tú tienes un música para mí? Brother O, you have a check for us?
Actually, I don't. I'm going to bring up something to the attention, and then I'm going to my ghosty time. When we bring people on this outstanding show that represents the Latinx community, please don't be disrespectful. Don't show attitude. I've heard tonight, you know, offness tonight in, you know, our guest. I'm not going to mention her name because we don't need to. We don't need that because, you know, this show was about, you know, positivity in the Latinx community. We had a guest that was admonished. You know, you're talking about a person. We heard Tiana very, very clear tonight. So sometimes our guests got to clean their ears, okay? And then when you have the audacity to say, why can't you need to do this, you need to do that, and then you're not ready to talk, you act like, you know, you got a barrier between English and Spanish, and you speak both, that's disrespectful. And, you know, I'm going to say it, you know, I don't feel you should talk unless you have something to say. And, you know, I got a lot to say. That guest left our show tonight. Why? Because you were admonished that you wasn't ready? Man, I don't care. I said what I said. We got to a track. You felt some type of way, and you disrespected our host. In the history of WBNN, I will not allow any one of my hosts to be disrespected. And I'm going to call you out on your bull. We will not have her back on this program or any program at WBNN ever again. That's it. You know, that's not slandering. It's what you did. You didn't have the forewith to say, hey, you know, I'm going to make my final thoughts or I'm going to say this thing and I'm going to let you go. You just left the program. How disrespectful. How annoying. And the talent of our host to continue to be prepared and carry on the show in spite of you is the greatness of the one and only Beverly Nation. I'll come back over in ghosty time. Anybody has any final thoughts? You know, any family members listening, you can text me. You can, you know, email me, lbeverly17@gmail.com, and I'll let you know how I feel. I'll tell your mom and your grandma, too.
señalar porque estás solito y yo tengo miedo. De prueba y de enfermar, no tiene que llamar pa' que yo quiero. Regalo el corazón, ya no lo quiero. En cuestiones de amor, es muy sincero. Lo voy a regalar porque estás solito y yo tengo miedo. De prueba y de enfermar, no tiene que llamar pa' que yo quiero. Pobre corazón, dentro de mi pecho ya está sufriendo. No tiene quien amar y en esta soledad se está consumiendo. Pobre corazón, dentro de mi pecho ya está sufriendo. No tiene quien amar y en esta soledad se está consumiendo.
Right back to business. I said what I said. Wonderful show tonight, Yonasi Paramonte. What more can we say about our wonderful bilingual and outstanding steward of broadcasting? It is Tiana Speaks. And she's had an outstanding year. First of all, let's go right there to it. You know, she won the Rookie of the Year award here at WBNN. She is the 2023 Leonard New Host of the Year. And so proud of her. Taking over for Cleb One, and then the list goes from Sonya Griffin, you know what I mean, to Gina Storm, King Cadence, and Desire. You know, it goes to Tara Strength. It goes to Chinchilla Janicia now, you know, to her this year, outstanding performances. And I'm going to tell you how all in all moves the Almighty God. We congratulate Tiana Speaks, Inspire the Bull, on her 8th WBNN All-Time Connection record, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late great Hall of Famer. I want to thank all of our wonderful listeners, especially the Latinx community that didn't know what was going on because we're so seamless, we're so great, we're so professional. We are the one and only Bevan Nation. You didn't know, and so I said it. And so what? I said it. You come on this show, you're going to respect the host. And if you don't like it, you can get the hell out of here. Tomorrow night, we come back on with another legend. For this great, great network. And not only a legend to the network, but also a legend all time in international broadcasting. Her name is Jesus Christine Powell. The name of her show is called The Jesus Show. She is the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. She's been through a whole lot in the last year. I mean, a lot of you will crumble and falter for the things she's been through, and she's still a strong woman doing her thing right here at WBNN and also on Facebook with her outstanding posts. She'll be on. She's a show tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. I'm the Dunham Miller and go to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Oh, late delay. Dunham goes with my and gmail.com. And guess what? I'm still your mother and father's favorite producer. Yeah, I am. Yes, I is. Dr. Oladali Malay, we're going to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to the 2023 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, the outstanding Tiana Speaks.
First, I want to just thank you, brother. Oh, thank you for everything. I appreciate you. I just want to tell you that. Ahora yo quiero decir que yo tengo mucho amor en mi corazón para todo el mundo. Right now, I just want to say that I have a lot of love in my heart for the entire world. Yo me siento bien ahora porque yo tengo mucho familia en la radio. I feel really good because I have like a lot of family, a radio family. Ellos son perfecto para mí. They are perfect for me. Y yo pienso que todas las personas que tienen dolor en el corazón ahora, yo quiero para tú a relajarse. For anybody that's having, you know, pain in their heart from basically any situation, I want you to be able to relax. I care about you, and I thank you for listening to this show. And once again, me llamo Tiana Speaks, and I'm signing out. Love my radio family.
Dejaré, ay, de...